Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Philip Sitter. Hello, Philip.
Hi.
So Philip is here with us. We're in our podcast studio here at the News Tribune. Philip covers the state capitol for us, Lincoln University. He's been at most, if not all, of the governor's briefings about COVID. And so today, we saw this as an opportunity to circle back. Let's talk about where the state is regarding COVID. So, Philip, earlier this week, Governor Parson noted that there had been a spike in COVID cases within the last week or so. But he was quick to point out that it wasn't a surge or an outbreak. So, what's his reasoning here? What's the difference between a spike, surge, outbreak?
Well, it is an outbreak. The health department, the state health department, has said as much. But he said it's not a surge or a second wave. Okay. And I think at the moment, second wave is probably kind of loosely defined. But I think generally it's the sort of expectation at this point that later in the fall probably will be at least as significant a surge in cases as there was in the spring. You know, we see that steep upward climb in the charts and cases, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And no one, I think, can or wants to define how severe that second wave may or may not be. It's probably just not even in our capability to really know that at this point.
Okay. So when we talk about currently in the state, I mean, not every county is the same in the state. So where are the hot spots right now?
Pretty much in the southwest part of the state.
McDonald County, Barry. Jasper, Newton and Barry counties.
Basically, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas border, the very far southwestern corner of the state.
Right. And one of the reasonings that, especially in McDonald County, it's a high prevalence of chicken processing plants there.
Tyson.
So is that the reasoning behind why there is an outbreak there, or do they have an idea as to why it's manifested itself right now in southwest Missouri?
That is part of it. On Monday or Tuesday, the state said that in McDonald County, Tyson Foods has worked with state and local public health officials. They basically agreed to reduce the capacity of the plant to keep people distant, and they've also introduced cleaning and, you know, other disinfectant practices at the plant. But it's both within meat plants and also in just the communities at large.
Yeah, well, and I will say, having just speaking personally, I lived down that area for 25 years, and McDonald County, especially in the Tyson plants, they pull a lot of employees from Newton, Jasper County, as well as McDonald County, as well as Northwest Arkansas, where there were some outbreaks there previously as well. So certainly that's probably part of the reasoning behind it. In your story, I was kind of interested. I'd never heard this strategy used before, but they Randall Williams, director of the health department, state health department, talks about a boxed-in strategy of testing. So kind of walk me through. This is a relatively new concept or approach, I think, for the state.
So since just before reopening, the state has basically outlined its three strategies for testing, I believe. There is Sentinel, which is kind of being proactively testing people in environments such as meat plants, prisons, nursing homes. We know that if the virus gets in there, it's likely to spread quickly. And especially in nursing homes, you have a lot of people who have underlying health issues, so it's important to quickly know if and when it's spreading. So that's Sentinel testing. The state is testing all of its prisoners and correction staff as well.
Right, right.
There is community testing, which has been in our area a little bit in Moniteau, Osage, and Boone counties at this point, and it's coming to Cole County next month. That is when basically testing is open to anyone, literally anyone in Missouri. It's free for Missouri residents.
Right. By distinction, though, let's stop for a second. The previous testing was you needed a doctor's directive to seek testing.
And you had to be symptomatic, basically.
Okay.
In the community, you do not have to be symptomatic.
The current stage we're in right now, you don't necessarily need a doctor's direction, but you can go get testing. Correct.
For these community tests, yes.
Okay.
I'm personally less familiar with, for example, if you go to a hospital and whether or not you have symptoms, how those paths diverge. You know, I think I think it's safe to say that if you would like to get a test at this point, you can through one of these avenues, whether that be your doctor refers you to a private lab or you do this community testing event. There are multiple avenues to get tested at this point.
Okay.
I don't know if I would say there's a test on demand for everyone at this point. I don't know if we're there yet.
Okay. So before you jump to the third element, which I'm assuming is the boxed-in testing, let's make sure listeners know where they can get this testing July 7th through 9th.
So you can register at health.mo.gov/community-test. Those testing sites are run by health departments and the National Guard. But I myself have been tested at one of these. I did it in Boone County earlier this month. And pretty much the National Guard was running that site entirely from what I could tell. You register, you go there. That one was taking both walk-ups and people driving. I'm not sure about Cole County. I would imagine it would be similar. They confirm it's you at the little drive-in area. And then, they send your car through and you get tested. And the test itself is very quick, I'll say that. Quick and pretty much painless. And then I got my results in, I think it was 3 days.
Okay.
They told me it could be 5 to 7, but I got it in 3. So.
Okay. And do you care to share what your test showed?
Well, it was negative.
Okay. So so if folks want to go July 7th through 9th, they need to register.
The community testing in Cole County will be at the former Cole County Health Department, which is at 1616 Industrial Drive in Jefferson City.
All right. So let's jump ahead to boxed-in testing. So explain how this works.
So boxed-in is when it becomes apparent that there is already an outbreak in progress, and the state moves in, tests as many people as possible to basically learn what the scope of this outbreak is and try to contain it from spreading any further. So for example, if there's any single case at a nursing home, by law, they're required to report that. The state moves in, tests everyone at that nursing home, staff and residents. Similarly, at a prison or a meat plant, there's a certain amount of clinical judgment of, at what point the numbers kind of trigger a response. So
do they create more testing sites, much like these community testing?
I believe so. For example, I'm pretty sure there are community testing events lined up for each of those companies now.
So again, the big difference is here, they're not compelling people to get tested. They're just offering opportunities. Let's see how bad the infection may be in that area by boxing in and creating more testing opportunities. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
So what's your take on how the state's approach is working? I mean, when you compare Missouri to Kansas or Illinois or Arkansas, how do we stack up?
Well, that's a good question.
Thanks. That's why I'm an editor.
I think the metrics that Governor Parson and Dr. Williams and others are giving for why this is not a surge or a second wave, or that one, this is a certain geographical area, it's not the whole state having a large increase in cases at once. A lot of these cases are asymptomatic. These are not people who got sick and then sick enough to go get tested. These are people who weren't showing symptoms mostly, but were tested and then found to be infected. Hospitalizations, they're saying, are staying flat or they're going down. And I think that basically, at this point to me, seems to be the metric of success. Is can we contain this enough that it won't overwhelm the hospital system? And that was the real fear in the spring, was that enough people would get sick quickly enough that it would overwhelm the system.
Or even ventilators. Right. I mean, I've not heard one conversation about the number of ventilators. And if there's a shortage or not. So the assumption is we're well within ranges of where we're comfortable being able to treat people.
But as far as I know, everything seems to be within control, basically. We have excess room for more COVID patients at this point.
Okay. So what's the next big hurdle that the state's facing when it comes to COVID?
Well, the most obvious one is, can we contain this? I mean, there's just a lot of variables at play here that I'm running through my mind. You need to, for a box-in strategy to work, you definitely need to get there quickly enough to contain it. you need good contact tracing to know exactly where this potentially may have spread to, and you contain it there as well. As we mentioned with meat plants having workers across state lines, there's a lot of interstate variables here. You know, we might have great progress, but it could be set back by a problem in Arkansas or in Oklahoma, any of the states that border us, and we're the state with the most bordering states, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
I think another aspect, as you're saying that, I think of is, and I think it's why when you talk about schools or colleges, especially as we approach the fall, there are a lot of variables out there, and that's why it's so difficult right now to make plans for if they're going to be in classes or remote learning.
And I mean, at this point, I think it's reasonable to I think say we'll be back to those kind of normal conditions in the fall. We should have more masks. We will have more tests. Will it be enough? I don't know. But at this point, I would say it's obviously easier from an administrative perspective to say you'll be back and prepare accordingly, but also prepare a backup plan rather than just say you won't and maybe you find out later you could have been.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of contracts at play. There's scheduling. I think it's easier to back out at this point than it is to just say everything will be shut down again.
Yeah.
My opinion, but...
This week also, Governor Parson was asked specifically about how responsible he felt, or if he felt responsible for any COVID deaths or illnesses after the state reopened. The Democratic Party jumped on that as well and condemned him for saying he should take responsibility. Kind of walk us through how that all played out and what that all means.
That was the last question for him on his Tuesday press conference, and I believe I don't have the exact quote right in front of me, but I believe the question was, do you feel any responsibility for people who don't recover after the state reopened? Governor Parson took that pretty personally. For what it's worth, I think if I had been the one asking that question, my intent would have been, are you taking your responsibility for the public health of Missourians seriously enough? I think Governor Parson read it or heard it as, do you have blood on your hands? Which is a different question. It's related, but it's a different question. And whether you agree with his response or not, I think that's the way he answered it.
Right. So what, and to me, it strikes to that level of control. There are some who would really like the state to come in and arbitrarily across the state clamp down on regulations.
Which the governor did in the spring, to be
right,
fair.
True.
After, you know, he definitely didn't want to do that, but he ultimately did it.
And the other side being those who believe that the economic effects of shutting down the state can be just as hazardous or harmful to the citizens as the risk of COVID. So where do we go from here? I mean, what should we be expecting? Here in Jeff City, we got a festival coming up. There are larger events going on. What's the expectation for the folks who, as summer gets rolling?
Well, per the state's guidance, the governor's guidance, a lot of this is going to be on your own personal judgment. If you don't feel comfortable going to a crowded area, then don't. If you feel like you should wear a mask, then do. Definitely wash your hands, stay home if you're sick. I think those are the absolute minimums. But again, a lot of this is just going to be on people's individual judgment. And that is the strategy. We're relying on that individual judgment to basically contain this disease as much as it can.
Okay. And I guess at this point, we don't really know what the future holds, so it will be an evolving situation as we go forward. So, Philip, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.